This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our bulk mail drivers either. We've got Felix and the gang out there. Good morning to you guys. And we've got also the suicide jockeys who are hauling your gas and your diesel to your favorite little gas station to make sure you got petrol to get to where you got to go. And thank you, Tom, you and you guys for doing that. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Truth Social. All of our handles are the same, at Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and if you can't hear our show anywhere else, you can hear it right there at the website. And by the way, we play the stream over there. It live streams all day long, the latest show. So you will hear that whatever the show is, about an hour after the program's over, you'll hear the latest show start and play all day long. Every hour, it'll be a new hour of the show. Now, let's go to the telephone line, and we're welcoming back Ron Edwards on a Wednesday morning. So here he is, none other than Ron Edwards. Yay!
Yay, good morning.
Hold it. Wait a minute. You got to do it officially. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't find the button. I had it covered. All right, there we go. So I uncovered the button. Yeah, well, you know, those guys, they're up early. It's 82 degrees, so they're up roaming around, enjoying the weather. A lot of people by the pool, they've been there all night long basking.
Did I hear you correctly? You said 82 degrees?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Been that way all night long. Nice and comfortable. There's a breeze out there.
Comfortable. Okay.
Yep, there's a breeze. See, there's a breeze. If there wasn't a breeze, it might not be comfortable, but we got a breeze. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Now, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for just about 45 seconds here, so here we go. Democrats think that the midterm prospects are continuing to grow because of the fact that they've got abortion out there on the table. Well, I'm telling you, the voters remain focused on inflation, on their wallets, especially at the gas pump, and the shortages at the grocery stores, none other than the worst that we've seen in a long, long, long time. Now, abortion? Yeah, okay, fine. But the Democrats have yet to realize, and I don't think they will, that that's not a winning issue for them.
Absolutely. I agree with that, Captain. Abortion is a very important issue, in my humble opinion. However, when you don't know how much you're going to be able to afford week to week to consume, I mean to buy, to eat, how much you're going to be able to afford to pump gas into your car to get around, to go to work and whatever, and other economic factors that are continuing to pile up, I think people are going to be less and less inclined to be focused on the abortion issue at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and you look at the abortion issue, Captain, the abortion issue is concentrated mostly in blue states. I mean, that's where the heaviest support is.
Right.
And those are the states that are even hurting more than states like Ohio, Florida, and others that are more red.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
the factors that are going to weigh heavily in the midterms.
Now, an extremely weird detail broke out yesterday about the Highland Park shooter, and it was revealed by authorities, and we also saw a picture of it, and that was that this cat dressed up like a woman to disguise himself to sneak away from the scene.
Yeah, he only weighed about 120 pounds, which mm-hmm. you know, looked like a starvation victim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most likely, and just my hunch, he was probably an extreme leftist. Of course, I didn't know the guy. I can't prove it, but I would think, most likely, when most rappers are very leftist in their orientation and, just a weird, whacked out guy. And as you said, you know, he's caught in women's clothing and, I think the main focus is that he did the shooting, and mm-hmm. that's where the main focus should be, and that, you know, mm-hmm. and how it happened in these, you know, they continue to have, unfortunately, stupid gun-free zones.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have knuckle-draggers like this, they're very tempted to go into these areas where there's no guns because they're cowardly, and they get away with doing what they're doing, like this guy did, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, you would know more about where he went than what I know about it, but the area, I think. But I was told he went into a very affluent area north
yeah.
of Chicago.
Yes, mm-hmm. that is a very nice affluent area. And they're trying to... Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and then Edwards Notebook coming up when we come back from this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Will Major League Baseball ever return to being America's pastime? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. My hometown baseball team, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians, became politically retarded and gave up their name and switched to the Foolish Guardians, all because a small band of mostly white, politically retarded leftists demanded that they drop Chief Wahoo and the Indian name because it offended them, despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of American Indians were never offended by the famous Chief Wahoo. This year, Major League Baseball has been displaying the rainbow flag colors of the prideful people. What does a chosen, unnatural lifestyle have to do with Major League Baseball, or any sport for that matter? Not long ago, sports at least tried to present a sense of wholesomeness to children. Even legendary boosters like Babe Ruth, who volunteered to enjoy the many women who presented themselves, never tried to use society to push that into the minds and beliefs of young children who looked up to them. They understood that sports represented hard-nosed competition and teamwork, which helps build good character. No wonder Major League Baseball is no longer America's pastime and could soon be a relic of the past. I'm Ron Edwards. Sponsored by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You know, I was just thinking as that was playing that we should have had a little caption in there. Get out of here! Get out of here! Like the referees, the umpires used to say. But anyway, I digress. All right, well, because you want the best Constitutional Grounds, it's a coffee, you want your cup. Now, if you like iced coffee, I'm going to tell you something. I got a cup, my iced coffee in my tumbler right here, my red, white, and blue American flag tumbler, and here I go. Oh, boy. That is so good. So good, especially at this time in the morning. Now, all you got to do to find out about Constitutional Grounds Coffee is go to the display over on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com. You can make a purchase right there, and you can find out what I know. And that's Constitutional Grounds is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
There's that voice. Yeah, it's good stuff. I enjoy it. Good stuff. And, of course, I like my iced coffee, so there you go. Now, we're going to move on here because we got stuff to talk about. You know, Democratic strategists are getting their clocks cleaned after the reports that have come out about Ron DeSantis. They're all being debunked by journalists, both journalists in California and journalists in Florida. I mean, I don't know what Gavin Newsom is thinking about, but he couldn't hold a dirty candle unlit to Ron DeSantis in Florida. He's a loser.
Oh, man. Well, that's true. He said that Ron DeSantis is forcing teachers to identify their political affiliation to Florida GOP state legislatures, proclaimed Dash Dabrowski, a self-described Democrat strategist who has nearly 60,000 followers. And that's one of the things, one of the other things that he said about DeSantis, and that I think it's really, really crazy. Even the leftist media went after him, you know, and said that that was fake news. So
right.
That's a good thing. That's a rare thing, by the way, but
right.
A good thing.
And anything that this guy is having to say about our governor, look right straight to him, and he's the one that's guilty of what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with Ron DeSantis.
Because even Florida politics publisher Peter Schorsch, I believe that's
yep.
the correct pronunciation, is no fan of DeSantis. But he also even scolded Cooper and others for trying to pass off fake news as accurate.
Now, yeah, and very, very much so, and you are right. Now, the other thing is that the red states right now economically are leaving the blue states in the dust. They don't have a freaking... even idea of what's going on, let alone how to get out of the economic doldrums that they've had ever since they shut their states down. And I'm talking about the blue states, and we're not going to tell them. All I'm going to tell them is, hey, you blew it once, you got a chance to make do. If you can't do it, I'm not going to help you.
Well, you're going to see an almost, I won't say permanent, but you're going to see a huge economic divide in this country. States such as Texas, Utah, Florida, the Carolinas, Ohio, and other red states are going to continue to prosper automatically because their economic policies are much better. And then the blue states, the Democrat-leaning states, residents and companies are leaving. For example, the recent company that left for Miami out of Chicago, and other states are also bleeding economic activity because of their gruesome, their horrible policies, especially regulatory and tax rates. And so it's just going to continue, and they're just going to drive. That's one of the reasons why, Captain, I've said often that I hope Ron DeSantis stays right there in Florida as governor, at least for one more term.
Yeah.
Because we need strongholds, economic strongholds like that, where people can go to and escape places like New York. And, man, I never thought growing up that I'd ever say it's good that people are leaving New York, as much as I used to love New York City and that great state. But it is what it is.
Yeah, well, me too. Now, we have something interesting that's going on right now in terms of energy. Biden and the Dems are just grasping at anything to change the discussion about gas prices. And yesterday, they were talking about all the great things that we're going to do, and they were going to get the prices down, they were going to this. Well, they got the prices down, but it wasn't because of them, per se. Suddenly, the bottom has dropped out of the price of gasoline at the refinery. It went from $3.63 yesterday to $3.33 today. That's a drop of 10%. Diesel dropped 9.37% down to $3.60 a gallon. And for the first time in a year, oil is below $100 a barrel.
Well, I think that, you know, I do know that the Biden kind of came down on them and said, lower your prices or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I think demand might be a part of the reason why the price has come down. And so you had it's down a few cents from its all-time high, which was on, I think, March 11th. But when you still look at the prices at the pump, Americans are still being rocked by very high prices, and it's still a big strain on the wallet.
Well, I have talked to several of the gas station owners, and one of the ones that I spoke to, one of my little favorite places, I like to stop and top my tank because I like the owners, one of my neighbors, by the way. He told me, he says, listen, I only make 2 cents a gallon. That's it. That's all they'll let me make. Yeah. I can't raise the price. You can't lower the price. And I make more money on my lottery sales commission money that I get for selling lottery tickets than I do gasoline.
Yeah, and I think it's awful. Biden has been bad-mouthing gas station owners, and we've all known that for a long time. They don't make a lot of money on each gallon of gasoline. That's been known for years. And for Biden to come down on station owners like that, it's a small business, technically. And most of them are family-owned, and like you said, they're not, you know, we both know that they weren't making a lot of money on a gallon of gasoline. That's why you see so many other products in these gas stations, so they can make ends meet and pay their mortgages, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. You're absolutely right on that one. By the way, one other little thing here. In Chicago, where we had that hellacious thing in Hillside Park, or Highland Park, sorry, Highland Park, the murder there, 7 people now dead. Of course, we talked about the young man dressing as a woman to escape the scene. They had more shootings and more people killed in the city of Chicago over the weekend, and we haven't heard a word out of Chicago, just Highland Park.
Well, you know, they don't care. The liberal leftist media pigs don't care about what happens in these urban centers. Because they know what they're doing. It's a strategy of destruction to harm our cities. And they've got willing knuckle-draggers doing that every weekend in Chicago, Baltimore, wherever you want to go, Detroit. These horrific shooting numbers continue to pile up. I think it was 60 people over the weekend in Chicagoland.
Yep.
That went boom, boom. And it's Chicago is basically, for law-abiding citizens,
yep,
a gun-free zone.
Yep.
They have some of the most restrictive gun laws, not only in America, but in the world, in Chicago.
Yeah, and that needs to change because the people need to be able, especially the business owners, they need to be able to defend themselves, even if it's just a shotgun. They need something.
Yes. Yes, they need something because those cowardly criminals are going to continue to go after the people because they don't have anything to defend themselves. And the police are not allowed to defend themselves.
All right.
You see them firing stuff at and throwing things in the
car. Tell everybody how they can go to your website and hear your show.
Simply go to theronedwards.com and you can find out where you will hear my show, The Ron Edwards American Experience, at 3 p.m. daily.
All right. We'll talk to you on Saturday morning. Have yourself a great day.
Have a great week. Bye now.
All right.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Mississippi on Tuesday denied a request from Jackson Women's Health Organization to temporarily block the state's trigger law banning nearly all abortions, which is set to take effect on Thursday. Judge Deborah Halford wrote in her opinion, the Mississippi Constitution does not mention abortion. Prosecutors on Tuesday filed murder charges against the man suspected of firing upon crowds gathered for a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois on Monday morning. He ended up killing 7 people and injuring more than 30. Robert Cremo III is 21 years old. He is charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Musician Carlos Santana collapsed on stage at a Clarkston, Michigan performance Tuesday night in a scary scene that ended with him waving to fans as he was taken away on a stretcher. A spokesperson for the 74-year-old Santana said Carlos was overcome by heat exhaustion and dehydration. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and to find out more about Patrick Hyland, you can truck on over to the telephone and call him at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052 for your insurance needs. And by the way, he's helped me and he'll help you too. So to the telephone line we go. Mr. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback coach. Hey, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Some highlights in sports. We have Mr. Tiger Woods. He's flown over to Ireland already to see if he can make it happen at St. Andrews, if he can play or not. So
I wish him well. Wish him well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's been through a lot, and hopefully he recovers. It's just like anything in life, Captain. A boxer always thinks he has one more match in him. A football player, a golfer always thinks they have one more season in them to see if they can make it happen. It's just when you get to that level, your competitive nature just can't help itself. So, wish him well and see what happens in that realm for him. Talking about some football here, we spoke about it Monday on the show here. The Seahawks really aren't showing any strong interest in Mayfield. Looks like they're going to go with Drew Lock or Geno Smith, two guys that were drafted very high in their draft years. We'll see which one wins the job and what can come of it. I'm curious to see what's going to happen in that realm for Baker Mayfield. I think a lot of things will happen in training camp that can change things, Captain, as we both know injuries happen. Coaches don't like the progression of some of their players. and then they'll bring somebody else in. So, you have any thoughts on where he might land, Captain? Any gut feelings?
Well, I had one the other day, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm saying, why don't you just start over? Why don't you come back in with the USFL or come in with the XFL, whatever that league is McMahon's going to have, get yourself some showtime on TV, show them what you can do, and maybe that'll force the NFL into putting you on the field.
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see if Baker...
I mean, if it were me, I'd do it. It'd be a no-brainer because you'd have to be better than most of the other league.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, would you reconcile with Cleveland and try to stay there and make a go of it? What's your thoughts with that?
I think he's burned his bridges there. I think he's really been mishandled there. I think there's a lot of bad blood there. I'll be shocked if that quarterback that they brought in to take his place, the criminal, we'll call him, I'd be shocked if he's going to play the whole year.
He might be suspended for the whole year.
That's right. And then what do you do? Then they're going to go back to Baker Mayfield and say, hey, listen, we'll pay you whatever you want. Come on over. We'll give you 1 year with an option. Blah, blah, blah. That's probably what they'll do in Cleveland.
Well, that's it. And does he take it and just show his worth and then go elsewhere? Or does he say, no, thank you? That's the question.
I think at that time he would take it because he would feel like he would be the winner of the situation.
Okay.
Because they had to come back and they had to come back and ask him. He didn't ask them for anything.
Right. Jacoby Brissett is the backup there right now. He's played with New England, the Colts, and the Dolphins. So we'll see. You know, they might go with him, Captain, and say, Baker, it's okay. Good luck to you. Good luck to us. It's going to be very interesting how this all tires, to say the least. So it's just a very interesting situation. A little tennis news, Captain. Novak Djokovic, he escaped a two-set deficit. He was losing. Mm-hmm. Lost the first set 7-5, second set 6-2, and then he came back and won 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. This kid, Sinner, gave him everything he had, Italian champion. So he's only 20 years old, and he was seeded 10th. So this could be a real springboard for that kid. And I hope him well. He held his own against remarkably probably one of the best players for sure in the last decade, if not the last, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So very good to him. We definitely are going to see some different things in the basketball heat up with the draft and things of that nature and free agency, Captain. You know, where's Durant going to go? KD's the big name player. We'll see what happens with him. And something I'm real interested to, check into. A lot of crew changes, Captain, in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, two guys that, are pretty big name racing, Joe Gibbs Racing teams. So I'm very interested to see why they're making all these changes. I don't know if it's just to shake things up, if it's just different personalities when it comes to getting them out of the pits.
Well, because they're going for all the marbles now.
Yep. Oh, that's it. We got the playoffs coming. For NASCAR.
Playoffs.
General Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta Raceway. I like that track. That and Homestead to me are two of the coolest tracks in the country, just for speed purposes.
Atlanta's one of the fastest tracks in the business, other than Talladega.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny when you get Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. You got the three states that really have the speedsters going. So I like to see that happen. So, Captain, a little bit of baseball talk. I'm curious to what can happen in the world of baseball. The Yankees seem to just be the runaway winners. But, again, we joke around with our playoff conversation because of Jim Mora. But that's what it's going to all come down to. Who can excel there in October? That's when the season starts, just like in golf with mm-hmm. the British Open coming up. Who can win the back nine on Sunday? That's just funny how that works. But just a little bit of an update. Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-2. Athletics won 5-3 over the Blue Jays. Dodgers won 5-2 over the the Rockies. That was the late games for a lot of people out there hustling and making it happen. So, you know, good for them. Twins beat the White Sox 8-2. The Cubbies beat the Brewers 8-3. And the Astros and Royals, boy, 9-7. A lot of scoring. And the Braves, talking about Atlanta, beat the Cardinals 7-1. And the Detroit Tigers won 11-4 over the Cleveland Guardians. What a name. Never thought we'd call them the Cleveland Guardians, Captain. But anyway, unbelievable. And the Tampa Bay Rays came through and won 8-4 over the Red Sox.
Yes, they did.
You know, and the Pittsburgh Pirates down there in Bradenton, Florida, Mixon's Fruit Farm area. Love that place. You're there on Thursdays.
I'll be there this Thursday.
You'll be there this Thursday. Mm-hmm. Very cool, Captain. And that's the home, the spring home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They beat the Yankees 5-2.
Good.
And the Orioles and Rangers, the Orioles are down in that neck of the woods also for spring training. They won 10-9 of the Rangers. Mm-hmm. So, and then don't want to forget our backyard, the Phillies. A lot of people in Clearwater are Philly fans. They won 11-0 over the Nationals. So very cool. So that's pretty much a wrap-up of sports yesterday, Captain. And my name is Patrick Highland. If I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. As the Captain mentioned before we started the segment, I've helped him out, and I can help out you also. Let me have a look at your paperwork. Let me see if I can design a program that's best for you. Again, it does nothing but help you. It doesn't hurt you to meet me for a cup of coffee and talk over the phone and see if I can be of help to you. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Had a great time yesterday at Mission Barbecue.
Yeah, everybody was happy to see you.
I'm proud of that, and I appreciate those guys. And thanks for all the service to the men and women. It was 4th of July Monday, but it's a Patriot weekend in my world. I will talk to you Friday morning, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks a lot. Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And let me see, where's my clock here? Got about 10 seconds before we're headed to break. And when we come back after that break, we're going to have the consumer quarterback on the program. And that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. Brandon Rimes, of course, is someone who's been around for quite a while, and he can also help you, especially any of you listening to me all around the United States. And he'll give you his phone number, and his website is consumerqb.com for any questions that you have. A lot of people getting ripped off these days, a lot of people, and a lot of bad investments, too. You got to be real careful. Oh, you're going to make $100,000 guaranteed income. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Okay, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America, Third Watch, roars back right after all of this stuff coming towards you. I'll be back.
You're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And before I go over to the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, I want you to know that this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. That's just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blinds, their shades, and their shutters are made in the USA. They've got parts, too, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. For you folks listening to me around the countryside, if you need something, you can go over to them, and I'll give you their phone number in a minute to get a hold of them. You can go over to them and see if they have what you might need in the way of parts or maybe even a complete set of blinds that they could ship to you, and you'll find out you're going to save some money by buying from them. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. That sets up either an appointment or gets you answers to the questions that you have. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing, man?
Oh, it's been a busy night. A lot of things going on since this weirdo let loose, the one in the dress. The shooter.
Again?
The shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a picture. They have a picture of him that's out on the internet right now, caught on a security camera with wearing a dress, walking away from the scene after he shot all those people. What a jackass!
Wow.
You know something?
Yeah.
I'm all for capital punishment. I really am. And if you want to go and shoot up the place, then guess what? If we find you guilty of the crime that you committed, then you're going to die by the way you kill the people that you killed. So get ready for the firing squad.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. And, you know, the thing is, too, is you see the left jumping all over guns again. They always, you know, it's just, you see it happening or coming. But, you know, what about the pharmaceutical industry? You know, what about the video games, the violence that's on TVs, movies, and video games? And, you know, just this nihilistic type, you know, programming that's advanced towards our youth. So it's really sad to see, man. Really sad.
Well, the economy is, everybody's watching it with bated breath, because everyone's concerned about what we're seeing. Now, I believe, and again, I've been through these before, so it's no big deal for the people that are going, oh my God, we're going to have a recession, we're all going to die, it's going to be terrible, we don't have any money. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? There's one thing, a couple different things going for us right now. Number one, the unemployment rate is low. And number two, the orders at the factories for new goods and items is up. So that's going to keep everybody busy for a while. Might be long enough to come out of a recession, if you follow me.
Sure, yeah. And a lot of times you also hear about real estate, you know, driving us out of recessions. And, you know, luckily for us in Florida, the real estate market is still strong. Specifically in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, I mean, it's still a strong real estate market. Lots of places in the country are still strong. There are some that are down, but I think real estate's going to be a driver for us as well.
Well, there are many places where the price is way out of sight, and I know they call that zoning when they do the gasoline thing for what they're going to sell the prices for, where they set a price up. But they need to take into consideration that even though we got people coming to Florida, not everybody's got a boatload of money to turn around and invest in a place. A lot of people are looking for just a reasonable apartment or maybe even a motorhome to live in until they can find what they want.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, more and more people are doing that. They're retiring, going to the RV scene, or just looking for a modest, more of a, you know, downsized version of what they may have had in another state. And, yeah, prices have gotten, you know, pretty crazy in Florida.
Now, I have seen, and I was over in Clearwater yesterday, and I saw a lot of new apartments being built. And one of the places I stopped, they said, well, looks like you got some of that high-priced housing going up there in these apartments, right? Because they were like 5 and 6 stories tall. And the guy spoke up in the system. He says, no, some of these places, they got to be priced for the lower-income people. I don't know exactly which ones are going to be, but they got to be priced for the lower-income people because that's how they get their money and their zoning.
Yeah, exactly. And I just put a parcel under contract at I-75 and Fowler in Tampa close to USF. It's a $4.5 million deal that I just got under contract signed on by the developer, and it's 15 acres right there. So yeah, that's a great example of exactly what you were just describing. 240 units is what they're trying to put there, and as long as they can get the county to go along and get the permitting in place, we'll see more affordable housing up by USF on one of my vacant land listings.
Is there a percentage they have to do? Is it like 10%, 8%, 5%, or more?
Well, there's different ways that different developers will structure it, but this one is going to be, basically 240 units, and then they're going to have to talk to the county to get different types of, permitting approved, infrastructure approved, where can they tie into the sewer and the water, of course, bringing down the electric there. So yeah, there'll be a lot of give and take negotiations with the county, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, on your show, and we got about a minute left, on your show, you try to help out everybody and anybody, regardless of where they're at, and I've told people that for years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can help through our Keller Williams Network, through different attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, folks that we have on our program, the Consumer Quarterback Show. And we have, for example, a $10 million listing in North Carolina that we're co-brokering with a gentleman named Bill DeVore, a beautiful mountain estate in Cashiers, North Carolina. So, yeah, we can help worldwide, nationwide, and we would love to do that with anybody looking for any type of connections in real estate. Mm-hmm. And, of course, consumer advocacy through our okay. website at consumerqb.com.
And the phone number for you, too, please.
Yeah, you can reach me at 813-917-1894. I'm Brian Grimes at 813-917-1894.
All right, we look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks very much, and have a great day.
My pleasure. You as well.
All right. Patrick, it's me. That is Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. All right, folks, get ready. It's going to happen. Hold on to your hat.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Mitch, let me say this in front of Mar-a-Lago on behalf of all the 85 million people that voted for Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell, you're fired. Okay, you came out and you said, "Oh, no, you should have came out." Yes, this is what the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch, this is what I would say. You're an idiot if you vote for a Democrat. They're a disgrace. Joe Biden sucks. He sucks all over the United States. And anybody who votes for a Democrat should be hung for treason. Okay, because he's the biggest Benedict Arnold we've ever seen in our lives. And if George Washington was president, Joe Biden be hung for treason. Okay, stand up for our country. Stand up for our. Let me tell you, idiots at ESPN. Okay, Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions suck. The Redskins suck. The Cowboys suck. And I'll take Tim Tebow and take those teams in a 1-year contract, and I'll win the Super Bowl. Okay, Donald, toughen up. Get in the ball game and tell these idiots who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat in your state, because the Democrats suck. And that was a mafia-style hit in Chicago on purpose by Soros, who had a baseball game played, but they cut off the July 4th celebration on fireworks because they can't have you celebrate America in Chicago. We'll stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and be ready for the ambush, because Soros will put a hit out just like he did in Kentucky. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And, it's been another busy day in the radio. We've had a great time. And time is up. We got to go, but catch the podcast. It's going to be a good one. Had a lot of great calls tonight from around the countryside. And you can always go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of what we have over there. The stream plays all day long over there. The podcast is over there, too. It ought to be up in about an hour or so. And I will be back tonight. Remember, this program's all about we the people. We the people. We get it done. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.